came across a particular video we had done 6 months before we came to the truth. We had videoed this person in his home. We had sat there right in front of him, listening to him, watched him, never heard a word he said. The video caught it, though. It's interesting. Went back and played this particular video, and this is what we found. What follows is the case of Bill D's experience that took place in Christmas, Florida in 1976. His abduction started out typically late at night in bed. Earlier in the evening, he saw some anomalous lights through the living room window over a forest north of his house. He assumed it was a police helicopter searching for drug runners or something. Whatever it was, it agitated his dogs for several hours thereafter. He eventually went to bed. He was lying in bed, kept wide awake by the barking dogs when paralysis set in. He was unable to cry out. He could see nothing but a whitish gray, like a mist or a fog, although he sensed someone or something was in his room. His wife didn't awaken. The next thing he knew, he was being levitated above his bed. He then had the sensation he was being suspended by what felt like a pole inserted into his rectum. By this time, he was alive with terror, but couldn't scream. Here's where the story becomes very interesting. The following is an excerpt taken directly from the transcript of Mr. D's interview. "I thought I was having a satanic experience, that the devil had gotten a hold of me and had shoved a pole up my rectum and was holding me up in the air. So helpless, I couldn't do anything. I said, 'Jesus, Jesus, help me,' or 'Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.' When I did, there was a feeling or a sound or something that either my words that I had thought or the words that I had tried to say or whatever had hurt whatever was holding me up in the air on this pole. And I felt like it was withdrawn and I fell. I hit the bed because it was like I was thrown back in the bed. I really can't tell, but when I did, my wife woke up and asked why I was jumping on the bed." Typical type of experience. I hear this many times, you know, same scenarios. In all the research we had done, we had never heard of a case of anybody stopping an experience. All the researchers, the top researchers, were saying that this could not be done. You couldn't stop an abduction experience. They had no record of it. So here I am with a case where a guy says he called out in the name of Jesus and stopped an experience. Was this one case unusual? But I knew I had something powerful. When God showed me to go back and look at this video, I knew this was something unique. And if I could confirm that it wasn't just unique in that one case, then this could be absolutely huge in the UFO community. I contacted these top researchers in the country. I said, "Guys, I've got a case here. I don't know what to make of it." I shared them the case. Each time I did, they asked, "Can we go off the record?" And I said, "Sure. I can't tell you their names, but I can tell you what they said." Each one of them said, "Yes, sir, we've come across cases like this ourselves, where they've been able to stop it using prayer or Jesus' name." I said, "Then excuse me, how come we have never seen this documented? You're telling us otherwise, that it can't be done, it can't be stopped." First answer they usually gave us, "We didn't know what to make of it." I would have been fine with that. The second answer is what puzzled me and got me kind of angry. Because it was that one that I want you to hear for sure. They said, "We couldn't go there because it might affect our credibility in the realm." Do I hear cover up? Did I mention government? No, I didn't. What I'm telling you is there's a cover up about disinformation, and has been, by the top researchers that you people rely on to hear the truth from. I said to them, "You know, guys, I got nothing to lose. I work for a living. I don't write books. I don't do all this stuff that you do." I said, "I just want to document this as a researcher." So I went after those cases because I now knew they were there. Over the next 10 years, I have now worked with over 400 cases of people that have been able to stop the abduction experience in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. This is documented evidence. Okay? Documented evidence. I questioned, I had to show biblically if this was relating to the Bible. Where did the authority come from? Back to Ephesians. At the end of Ephesians, in that chapter, talking about spiritual warfare, after putting on the whole armor of God, which is defense, protection, these people were showing that there was an offensive move. An offensive move. You can be in defense with protection, but to defeat the enemy, these entities, you have to do something offensive. Ephesians 6:19, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly." That's what these people have done in the presence of these entities, "to make known the mystery of the gospel." What's that mystery? This is where the authority comes, that they're able to stop these entities, because it's Christ in you. That power was passed down from God to the Son, Father to the Son, over everything above the earth, on the earth, and below the earth. When you become a Christian, give yourself to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit passes that authority on to you. Talk about high technology from planets from who knows where. I don't think this is what we're dealing with. And all this supposed high technology that they seem to have, guess what? It takes only one name to put them in their place. We are dealing with a huge, probably the most important deception on humanity. These are entities masquerading as high technological aliens, but they can be defeated by one name. I have case upon case upon case upon case that can prove that.